we are up to the Malavim days. And the Gemara asked the Kashan of Yechanan. If Yechanan said the Chalitza's Muberes works, so why do we have to wait 3 months for Chalitza? And the Gemara answered, because maybe there'll be a son, and you'll have to announce that this woman is Mutter Lakuna, and there'll be people that will be by the Chalitza and won't hear the announcement, and they'll walk away either not letting her marry a Kayan, or walking away thinking that your Chalitza is allowed to marry a Kayan. Either way is not what we want. So the Gemara answered, I haven't set a place yet. So we're going to start again from right across from Tysus Korah in the Malavim Adbeis. Tinnah Amana, that works on Amana who's Muteris Lekayin. And therefore, we're afraid that she will be Muter Lekayin and people will say she's also Lekayin or walk away with the wrong halacha. But Grusha Mayik Lemeimah, a previous Grusha, a Grusha before she married this guy's brother, she was asked at the Kahuna anyway. So why can't we let her have Chalitza during the 3 months? And the Mishnah makes it sound that no woman can have Chalitza within 3 months. Zakti Gemara Mishum de Marsula Mazainas. Because what happens is, once you give her Chalitza, she's on her own. She's entitled to 3 months of food from their husband. So by not letting her do Chalitza, this is, as Taisa speaks out, advice. We advise the woman, don't rush into Chalitza. It's going to cost you. It's not a halacha according to this. It's an advice. That for a grusha, it's not a halacha, she can't have chalitza, according to Rabbi Yechanan. According to a shlokish, who says chalitza, smubaris, leishma chalitza, we can't have it, let her have chalitza during those 3 months. She might be pregnant. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, who says it works, so the only reason we didn't want it is because people will walk away the wrong halacha, but by grusha that won't happen. So we advise her, Taisus Mishum de Marzibah speaks it out, with 3 times that, we talk with the Masnissan, 8 to 10 the Kamash Malon. It's a good advice. Zakti Gemara, Tinuch Nesua. That helps if she was once married. She was entitled to food. She's entitled now to get fed for 3 months, as the Gemara will explain later on. So by having Chalitza, she's giving up her food. So the advice to her is, don't rush into Chalitza. But Gerusha, but Arusa, Gerusha Mayekilomema. But what do you say about Arusa? She never had food. She's not entitled to food. There's no reason she shouldn't do chalitza within 3 months. And the Mishnah said, no chalitza for any woman. Period. Why not? According to Rabbi Yochanan, why not? Zokti Gemara, Elam Mishum. Now, the truth is, this question could even be according to Rish Lakish. Because Rish Lakish and Arusa is not pregnant. So why can't she have? So Tesis explains, according to Rish Lakish, we make Xera Arusa Mishum Nesua. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, Nesua itself is Xera. So to make a Xera Arusa up to Nesua, which is Xera by itself, that's stretching it too far. What? Because Nesua was because they might need a Kruz Lakuna and somebody won't be there, right? Or because it's an Eitza that you should have food. And now we're asking Arusa because maybe people will confuse it with Nesua, which is not really Usher anyway.
Once you have this idea of food, why can't we
find it
to everybody?
You're right. It's an eighth, but it's only an eighth of time. It's not an isser. The Mishnah makes it sound you're not allowed to. So we try to find a reason you're not allowed to. So we found a reason you're not allowed to by a regular yavam. By grusha, that reason doesn't apply. So therefore, we said it's an eighth of time of grusha.
It's not like you're not allowed to, but it's more to her.
To her. It's an eighth of time. Don't rush into chalitza, you're going to lose your food.
Once we said this in this fashion, we could apply that to every across the board.
Again, but it's only an eight to taiva. It's less of an it's not an isser. You're right. But Arusa, that doesn't apply. So Bishlam, according to Rish Lakish, what? She doesn't get fed. So Bishlam, Rish Lakish, who says it's an isser, Chalitzas Muberes doesn't work. So Mamela, it's a loyplot. Even though that doesn't apply to Arusa, she's not Muberes. But since we said the Nesua might be pregnant and it's Usher, so we said Arusa also. But according to Yechanan, the whole Isser of Nesua is only maybe a Kruz Lakuna or Eitza Taiva. So now we're going to ask Arusa up to that? That's like stretching it too far. And for the Gemara, you're right. Elam Mishum de Rabbi Yaisi. The reason we don't want her to have Halitza during the first 3 months is rabbinic in nature because she doesn't have Yibum during the first 3 months. And we have a rule that we like women to be eligible for both, to do either. And this lady is not eligible for Yibum now because she might be pregnant. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who says it works if she ends up not having a baby, right? But Chachila, he doesn't want her doing Yibum. You're playing with fire. She might be an Eshesach that has a kid. So therefore, she's not eligible for Yibum. We have a rule. We don't want Chalitza when she's not eligible for Yibum. As the Gemara will explain, when there is an option, obviously, we have many cases that she's not eligible for Yibum rabbinically or other reasons, so then we say you have Chalitza. But usually, biblically, Yibum and Chalitza go together except for one exception, right? Rabbinically, we also like Yibum and Chalitza to go together. So let her wait 3 months.
So all those cases of Chalitza and Chalitza, she don't have to wait?
No. Okay. What do you mean, no, don't have to wait?
3 months. You can do it right away.
Meaning in a case where it's Asa Midrabanan, and so like Asa Midrabanan, well, it depends. A regular woman would be Kruas Lakuna, and by it would be this, by an Arusa, in those cases, Lakari, they wouldn't have to wait.
She does it, and she's pregnant?
Quintum Yechon, it works. Well, she doesn't need it if she ends up having a baby that's Ben Kayama. Rabbi Yechon just said, he's delivered with HSF. If she has a baby. His brother had a child.
We don't make him, if she's not, we don't make him.
To the Chalikish, Rabbi Yechon, Rishwakish. Rabbi Yechon has said, Chalitza's Muberes Shema, Chalitza, Yibu Muberes Shema, Bia's Muberes Shema, Bia. She said no. We're now going on Rabbi Yechon's opinion. That's why we had a problem with Chalitza, but according to Rishwakish, there's no problem. She's not eligible for 3 months, period. Zakti Gemara, Elam Shem de Rabbi Yaisi. The time you will learn mice about the Mecha Shabbat of Rabbi Yaisi. There was a person that came in front of Rabbi Yaisi and said, Ma'u Lachlitz V'tach Yimum. Can I do Chalitza within 3 months? Omer Loi Tachlitz. Loi Tachlitz. Don't do Chalitza. So he said, the Tachlitz and Mabakach. Why? What's wrong? Karal of Mikrazeh. So he said the following pasuk. Im Lo Yachvitz. The guy doesn't want. Ham Chavetz Yavim. But if he wants, you do Yibum. Whoever is eligible for Yibum, eligible for Chalitza. And she's not eligible for Yibum, she's not eligible for Chalitza. Again, it's rabbinic. Well, here it's not rabbinic, she's not eligible for Yibum because it might be a deraisa. So therefore we say, wait, Rashi. In Layak, it's an Ishli Yabem, he does Chalitza. Mashma, that he had an option. If he didn't have the option, there's no meaning of this. We have a rule, biblically. So where does that come from, that rule? That rule comes from this pasuk. If he doesn't want to do Yibum, he does Chalitza, which indicates he had an option of doing Yibum. But if he didn't have an option of doing Yibum, then there's no halach of Chalitza. Beginning of Masechtas Yevamos, we said the 15 Arayas don't get Chalitza. Why don't they get Chalitza? Because they're not eligible for Yibum. And we learn out that to be eligible for Chalitza, you have to be eligible for Yibum. Now, we have many cases of Chalitza to Loimis Yavemis. But that's because the Rabbanan stepped in and said, we don't allow Yibum. But biblically, there was an option of Yibum. We had a few cases that biblically she didn't even need Chalitza. Rabbanan stepped in and said, do Chalitza. But we never had a case, there's only one exception to the rule biblically, that a woman is not eligible for Yibum and is eligible for Chalitza. That's a Malalika and Gadol. We had a special pasuk that included her. But everybody else is a bad. Now here, she's going to be eligible in a few months from now. To Yibum. Right? She's going to be eligible. Wait. Terence says, now she's not eligible for Yibum. She's not eligible for Yibum because the lady might be pregnant. So Rabbi Yaisi told this person, since she's not eligible for Yibum now, don't do Chalitza now. But if he did Chalitza, it would work. Because the bottom line is, if she did Yibum, it would work too if she doesn't end up being pregnant, according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's just we don't allow Yibum, because it's playing with fire. So we don't allow Chalitza either. That's what Rabbi Yochanan told the person.
This is the answer everybody was trying to say, this is the
Tartal Fima. Right. Again, we have to be very careful, because B'shas Nefila, she's Mutter. Can't say
right.
She's not Mutter, because then you take away the whole mitzvah of Yibum, right? Rashi. Dr. Ashi, Grusham Ayikil Amei, my Lord Tachlitz. My Lord Grusham Acha, Kaidim Shanasa Acha Shoseth. It was a Grusham before the brother married her. The Psulahi Lakuna, the Kaimish, she's a Fasul, but my Ayikil Amei, my Lord Tachlitz. Mishum Asaydi. Therefore, called Shloisha, Minichse Baila. 3 months she gets fed from the property of her husband to the Tanya Bebraita B'Shemaitin, like we will learn in a Braita later on. We called the last Mazaini. She gets Chalitza, there's no Mazainit. V'Yiloi Matzi Mintzava, and she can't get married at Lacha Shloisha. U'Mastidla, and he will make her lose. Arusa Grusha, Grusha Shinis Arsa, U'Meiz Baila, a Grusha that had Erison. Her husband died, and Abdul Yibam in Erison, Tachlitz B'Tach Shloisha. Dacha Labish Mazainiyaka, there's no problem of food. That Rusa less from a tidy. So Rusa has no food, me bow. We let Mishim cruise the Kahuna. And there's no problem of an announcement to Kahuna that Psula him Mishim Gerish and Kamoy, which is possible because of the original Gerish. Ella Mishum de Rabbi Yaisi. Can I trouble you, Baruch Moshe, for the box of tissues? Ella Mishum de Rabbi Yaisi. Tell her idol Yibam. The Zoom. Hello, Vain idol Yibam type Yibam. She's not eligible because I'm in Lehel. He might be living with his brother's wife when she has a kid, right? And I like Shara Lufnaskan and Mechalita. So she doesn't go to Bevan. In front of Bevan, Hashara is the gate where Bevan is to Mechalita. That's the Lashon HaPatik, the Olsi Yavimta Hashara. Now, Ulu Rabbi Yechon Leitiksi, the Ichot of Vada Chalita, now Rashi's father. So then why, according to Rabbi Yechon, does the Chalita work? If it's Ein Eidl Yibam, it's Ein Eidl Chalitza. Ein Eidl Chalitza means the Chalitza doesn't work. But Rabbi Yechon said if she did Chalitza, it did work.
By which case?
By 3 months, during the 3 months. If she ended up doing Chalitza, Rabbi Yechon says it works. Right? Chalitza is Mubarak. Even if she ended up being pregnant, if she miscarried, Rabbi Yechon says it works. But she wasn't Eidl Yibam because he didn't like Yibam because it's playing with fire. And don't we have a rule, Ein Eidl Yibam, Ein Eidl Chalitza? That's not true. Well, let's see Rashi. Rabbi Yechon Leitikshi, Zichol Tzavadei Chalitza, the high Ein Eidl Chalitza, Lav Chalitza Psula Mashma, it's not possible, Sarakamen Rashim Shaninu Chol Tzavadei Mishyab Matekad Le'evshar, Al Mechalitza, this is a Chalitza, because as Rabbi Cohen pointed out, it's not that the Yibam wouldn't work. The Yibam would work here too, if she ended up not being pregnant, or if she ended up miscarrying. It's just meal. Hey, the Epshel, I'm tuning out. It's early Yibam, Mashinon. Might as well wait till it becomes legal. Since we have this idea that Yibam and Chalitza should go hand in hand with an equal option, and over here we don't allow the option of Yibam because of playing with fire. But if he did it, it worked. So if you did Chalitza, it worked. But you want to do Chalitza? We don't want you to do Yibum. We don't want you to do Chalitza.
Why is Rashi putting all the emphasis on the Chalitza part? It's the Yibum part that's... Right. It's the Yibum part that's making the whole... It's not Ola Yibum.
It's not really Ola Yibum. We don't allow it.
Did he have it?
No, but... work.
The whole thing of the...
Same thing did he have
it? That's what we're saying. That's what Rashi's saying.
The whole Minat Torah thing means there's no Yibam, and if you be Yabim in Mundichal.
That's what Rashi's answering.
So, according to the tradition, how do you read the Mishnah? Yavam lo tapli.
He didn't do Chalitza because he's not eligible for Yibam.
Lechatchila. Did it
work?
The lo is Yabim?
Also Lechatchila.
And it works also, sorry,
Yochanan.
Quinter Shlokish. If she ends up being pregnant, it doesn't work. She doesn't end up being pregnant, the first one would work too. What?
If she ends up not being pregnant.
Chayra would work. He only says, Bias Mubaris, Lashma Bia, Chalitza is Mubaris, Lashma Chalitza. If it ends up that she was never pregnant, she was never pregnant.
So he does Bio and she's not pregnant. So he gets to do it again, according to Rabbi Shlokish?
I don't know. I think that if we don't know she's pregnant, I think it's fine. I mean, I think it would work even according to Rosh Lakish.
So what's like she would be then?
If she ended up being pregnant and having a miscarriage.
That what? The according to Lakish?
It wouldn't work.
They're not married?
They're not married, no. I mean, the Gemara said earlier he has to leave and he can't do Chalitza. Because the mighty lived with her. What? Something in my right. Master Rav Chanina. So Rav Chanina asks from a case that's similar. Hatzrekas, Choltzis, Leibis Yadmas. If you have ladies that are Suffolk, they get Chalitza and not Yibum. Now, we don't know what that means. What does that mean? There's a Suffolk. Eli, my Tzrekas. Eli, my Suffolk Kedushin. Is it a case that we don't know whether the brother married this lady or not? If a brother died and he has a wife that we don't know if he married her or not, so if it's his brother's wife, there was no children, there's Yibum. If it's not his brother's wife, he can marry her because it's not his brother's wife. So why loy misyablis? To sabim bein bekat klum. There's nothing wrong. Elolav. And we don't want to learn it's a suffix erva, and we're talking about the tzara. Because the Braita talks about the tzrekas themselves. Elolav. Suffix shekidish achas mishtayachis. The brother married one of two sisters. They don't remember. We had this case early in the Masech. The guy was Mekadosh a lady. He doesn't remember whether he was Mekadosh Rachel or Leah. And they're both Suffolk. Achkois Zikukasai. Right? Now, he can't do Yibum because he doesn't know. Now, this is not a primitive can't do Yibum because Rashi explains there are Adam in Europe that know exactly who he married. And they can come and testify that he's married to Rachel. But they're not here now. So following our rule, we should say, let's wait. You can wait and she'll be able to leave him. Or you cannot wait and let her have chalitza. You have a choice. We know there are Adam in Europe. They'll come back ultimately. They will tell us who he married. And at that point, that lady will be able to leave him and be eligible for both Yibum and Chalitza. But we don't say wait. We say just give Chalitza for both and get rid of them and let them free. Now why? Based on our thing that we don't give Chalitza because we want to wait for eligibility for Yibum, so we delay the Chalitza 3 months. Why? Because you have to be eligible for Yibum? So why over there don't we lay until the Adam come back? That's how Rashi explains the question. B'kfani Chalitzas. Zakti Gemara Hachiyasht. Let's do Rashi. Zakti Rashi. Ilay Mesafik Kedushin Gansar Glachim Kedushin Safik Karvlo Safik Karvlo. We don't know if the marriage worked. Amalim Mesavim Mesisyabim Marushak. Yivam Teshabim Veyabim. If this is Yivama, it's a good Yibum. We love Kedushin Habin Nachos of Almanatif. And if it's not Kedushin, she's a guy. Not a guy, I'm sorry. She's a strange lady. She Kiddush Akas Mishtayakas Yeni Deyethim Am Kiddush. Umeit. Stay in cold is what Mishabas. They must have leave him a pug about his kuka. Might be the sister of his kuka. But how could they not leave him by the chalitza? Now, the truth is, it wouldn't be a kasha because if it's a permanent thing, we have many cases that would ain't idle the yibum because we don't know what to do. And we say, do chalitza. But for the meaning of time tonight, you have you ate him. The yavaru at the eventai. We don't say wait it out till the ate him show up. So the Rishonim speak out, there ate him here. And since there ate him here, this is similar to a 3 month. This is trying to figure out. Rabbi Yaisi is saying that we encourage not to do chalitza till it's eligible for yibum, even though but the Yevit both would work.
Right, so why did Yevamis wait?
Why chalitzas wait?
I don't understand. By the 3 months that the a set amount, it's 3 months, right? First of all, this whole thing with the maybe they have a 5-year deal over there, a 5-year deal over there in China. Next of all, who says when they come back, who says they don't have COVID and they have to stay there? I mean, there's so many.
I hear. The Gemara gives a better tarot.
A better one?
Yeah.
Or an Inami?
Dr. Gemara Hakiyasta. It's not that tarot.
That's the question.
Can you wait for the Gemara's answer?
No.
Hatsam im yavo eliyo v'yayim edahki it is bat chalitza v'yibim hi. Minada. The difference is very simple. There, it's a question of lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. And the lack of knowledge tells us that you can't do yibim if you don't know which one is the wife. If eliyo anov you would show up, or if Adam would show up and say, this is a woman, we should be eligible for yibim today. Reason we don't do Yibum today is a lack of knowledge that theoretically we could find out. today. We can't find out today because the Edom aren't here and Eliyahu HaNavi didn't come to tell us. But it's a lack of knowledge that does not require time. There, even if it's a 10-year-old girl, we don't let Yibam for 3 months because of a light bulb. And therefore, we can't say we're sure she's not pregnant and you can do Yibam. Because Chazal said, we don't want any woman doing Yibam in 3 months because of people that are pregnant. So the ban is a definite 3 months. It's not that it's a lack of information, and as soon as you find out the information, she's eligible. Here it's a definite time of non-eligibility. Even if we were 100% sure she's not pregnant. But Chazal made a light bulb. They said, women can't get married. Not for 3 months. Beulas, Beisulas, Beinasulas, Beinarus, the whole thing. Kind of common help. They can't get married. Ah, you know she's not pregnant. Let me finish. Terence says they made a loy book. That means this Issur Yibum cannot be changed till 3 months. There, the Issur Yibum is a lack of information. It can come today. It can come 6 months from now. But it's a lack of information. It's not a definite isser. It's not a time constraint, restrained isser. Let me read it inside. If Eliyahu would show up and tell us which one is the Kedushim, we'd give him right away. Even if Eliyahu HaNavi tells us she's not pregnant, would we let Yibum? Even if Tana has to wait 3 months, we know she's not pregnant. The answer is Chazal made a light bulb called 3 months for Yibum. So Mamela, she's not able to Yibum for 3 months. Again, if she did Yibum, it would work, but we don't want Yibum for 3 months. And Mamela, it's more ain't able to Yibum than that woman that's a suffix. That's also not able to Yibum. But it's ain't only even because of lack of information, not because of Chazal Isser. Rashi. What? I'm sorry. Hafi Hashka. Hasam Aydul Lehibabi. Yahab Yadinola. Avalachim Yavel Leob, Yamel Lemi Abram. Mima Shikina Baby Tishabim. We would let her have Yibab. The Akhtana the Labati Burihi. So can Kle Chotam. Now it's up to Rashi. The Kal Hanach Gambi Rabbanah Lechotas Lemi Tishabim. We have many cases in Masechta that chot is limitabas. Achai tchalutase, achai zukukasai, tzapik tzavaserva. Hatsam shim dloy efshuhu. There is no other option in gay loylum tesser. He'll keep with him in the right to basibum. In those cases, biblically, she is a basibum. Chotsam. Avul hocha de efshuhu shuye. We can wait 3 months. V'yetza davar behetzer. We can get out of the problem. Meaning every time we take chalitza from Mishabmas, it's because waiting won't make a difference. So we might as well let her have chalitza because midaraisa, she's basibum. Here, midaraisa, she's basibum. But can you wait 3 months? Yes. Mike, you had a question?
Yes. Originally, it said a question. He doesn't know if they were married or not. Before they gave the answer of two sisters, it just said it's a suffix whether they were married or not. So it says... she should have a yibum. Why doesn't it say let her get married to him? He doesn't. It's a suffix whether his brother married her or not. But to say do yibum, let her have a.
All it's saying is he can do the act of yibum, and it would work either way.
But if his brother never married her,
well, it's a marriage.
What?
So he's marrying her.
He's marrying her, but a yibum is yibum allowed to be in place?
Whatever word we would use, you would ask the question. If it was say marry, you would say, but maybe it's yibum. It means do the act that would qualify as yibum either way.
So in other words, if he had to do an nisuin, then they would.
Same thing.
It's not exactly the same thing. In other words, he just met her for the first time, and right away he's miyabim doing the act.
Oh, he can be a Kaddish Mabia.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
The cases where after they hired, he's going to end up not doing the Yibum, but anyway.
Well, that's true. Made him come up and say that he married Rachel, he could do Yibum.
He
might want to do Yibum at the end?
It depends when the Edom come, if he wants to wait. I mean, he's not allowed to let her wait here, nothing. So, but theoretically, he could.
In other words, means do it now. You don't
wait and find out when the Edom come back. Even though if you wait, you could have the option of Yibum. We don't make you wait for the option of Yibum. So why are we here? Do we make you wait 3 months for the option of Yibum?
Is there any time limit?
That was Avraham Cohn's answer. That over there, the Edom might show up for 8 years. Here, it's only 3 months. That was Avraham Cohn's answer.
In other words, in Yeshiva,
I want you to know, you're Machaven to a rabbi of Avraham Cohn.
And don't curse.
Who?
Kanina?
Who's from Kanina?
He asked the question?
Well, he didn't know there's difference. That's what
he didn't know that there's a
to him, it was wait. Wait for Adam, wait 3 months. He didn't see the difference that over there, that is, it's not a lack of, it's not a gzera, it's a lack of knowledge as opposed to gzera over here. I don't know exactly what he held. I can't, you know. Tana Rabbanan, Yevama Shloisha Chodashim Rishayim Nizaydus Mishobal. First 3 months, she is considered like a regular widow. She's not eligible for Yibum. She's not eligible for Chalitza. So she gets paid, she gets food for 3 months from her husband. The estate has to feed her. Because the rule is, any woman who is bound to her husband, right, at that point, she has to feed her. After 3 months, she becomes eligible for Yibum Chalitza. So at that point, the husband's estate is no longer obligated to feed her. There's somebody else that's supposed to take over.
Husband's estate to feed her in 3 months?
Yes. In 3 months, nothing can happen. Why should he pay feed her?
Because Zika.
Zika doesn't make him obligated to feed her.
The Irish right away?
He didn't do Yibum yet. We went through this last time. I don't know the answer, right? The brother didn't decide yet whether he does Yibum Chalitza. Who does this property belong to?
Can the estate say, you know, you take care of your own feeding, Masaya Deha, and we're not going to feed you?
You're right. You're bringing up a very valid point. Give me 2 minutes. After 3 months, at that point, the state doesn't feed her because there's a yavam here that's supposed to take over. Either give her chalitza or give her yibum. So what she's supposed to do now is go to the yavam and say, Rabbi Tzai, I need somebody to take over. And if they hesitate, I'm a bedin, she schleps them to Bezin. She goes to Bezin and says, listen, I got to get fed. This guy either does Yibum or Chalitza, but I can't be stuck here. Ubarak, and he runs away after Bezin told him, hello, you're obligated to do either Yibum or Chalitza. Nizaynis Mishoyab. At that point, the Yavim has to feed her, his property has to feed her, because he's refusing to do what he has to do. Now, if there's multiple brothers, this calls for a problem. Because each brother can say, go to the next one. Bezin would have to say, now, by side, somebody step up. If not, all you have to feed her together. What?
We don't enforce mitzvah gadol.
I don't know. It doesn't say. It doesn't say. So it's speculative. Now, I just want to say the following. Mike brought up a good point. Sometimes she earns enough to feed herself. Most of the time, a woman does not earn enough to feed herself. That's why Chazal made it that kind of called mezainis. So when we say her husband feeds her, the earnings would go to her husband's estate. She would, whatever she earns, just like as a married woman, her earnings go to her husband. Her husband, Aiden Zayin is Reini Yaisa. At this point, that arrangement continues. When the Yavam is told he has to take over, and he runs away, so there becomes a Shiloh. Some say that he's entitled to the Maisi Yadayim, and some say, no, listen, Yavam, you're not married to her. You're not behaving correctly. Feed her without getting her Maisi Yadayim. Because my Tzidayim is to prevent Eva. The way you're behaving, We're not interested. So it's a machlokes. In the case during the first 3 months, the estate that's feeding her is entitled to her ma'aseh yadayim. However, by the way, when a yisayma, when a woman is an almana and she gets fed from the estate, I don't think the ma'aseh yadayim goes back to the yisayma. That's part of the tzmaik suba. You'll get fed from my estate. So we don't give the yisayma the ma'aseh yadayim. Here, we give it back to the estate because there is no owner of the estate. It's an escrow. However, once the yavam refuses to feed her and he runs away, so machloek is whether he would get her earnings or not. Nothful of the yavam cutten. Now this is a very hard situation for the lady. The yavam is 10 years old. He can't be miyap. But the husband's estate is finished with her because after 3 months, she's eligible for yibum or chalitza. Unfortunately for her, it can't happen. So the halacha is, miyabam lesla. Yabam doesn't have to feed her, he can't do yibam. Mibao mai, what happens now? Does the husband's estate still have to feed her? Or, past 3 months? Remember, mizaynus rabbinic takana, that the estate feeds her. It's after 3 months. This takana lasts 3 months. So, pligibar adakam rabbina karam isla dakaram lesla, the hilchas lesla mishmaya kutsua. The punishment, meaning unfortunately for this woman, she got stuck in a position where she is. Basically, it's nobody's fault. No, because she has to wait for Yibam or Chalitza.
And you can't give Chalitza because he's a minor.
You can't give Chalitza because he's a minor. You can't do Yibam because he's a minor. What? There's no Abitrabis, nothing.
He's falling through a cut
in
the
canasta's term. Well, unfortunately, yeah.
What'd she do wrong?
Nothing.
Well, she's
nuts, I don't mean. Again, it's called from the Rabbanim Shleilim. The Rabbanim set it up that way. There's a famous story, not such a famous story, but Rabbi Biederman brings the following story. A woman got married at 20. Her husband died the first year. No children. The brother was 2 or 3.
Oh.
And the halacha is, she had to wait till the brother becomes 13 in order to do chalitza. She can't get married. So the father and the woman came to a rebbe. I think the son of a rebbe. And was crying to him about his unfortunate situation. The rebbe told him, imagine if your daughter were not married, and they read Shaduchim and nothing worked, and she's 28, and she's 29, and she's 30, and you're going crazy trying to find the Shidduch. Would you have been happy? He said, no. He said, this is what really happened. Her Shidduch wasn't yet made. The Rebbeinu Tam had Rachmanos on you, and let her get married, and nobody's blaming her now for not getting married. So Merit Hashem, when she gets Chalitza, she'll find her real Zivut. She wasn't bashar to find a real zibuk till she's 32. Unfortunately, she had to go through this, but at least she didn't have to go through 10 years of shiduchim. All orchestrated from above. That's what the Gemara is saying. Mishmaya kinsu means she's not covered. In the Takanas Chachamim, she was not covered. She is the one left uncovered. The safety net doesn't cover her.
I mean, according to the other side, that comes from Shabbal, that was part of the
Chazal Sakana. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shlash Chadashim, Rishayim, Shaini, Yechayli, Ninasa, Machmas, Baila. She's restricted because of her husband. The Zaynus, Misho, Baila, she can't cuss a lot, take us to the Beitzi, you sit in my house, Umisdim, Minachasi, call you May, Megar, Agul, Messiah. All the days that you are, and I'm on it. She's not like any other widow. She's not remarried, and she says, because I'm a widow, I'm still attached to my husband. Right? Remember we said once she starts looking for shidduchim, she loses him. She's not looking for a shidduch. Listen, I'm still bound to my husband. I honor him. Yes, I'm a zaynus. I will hach agidah biyabim. She's attached to the oven. That's why she's stuck Lefichach einu anichtu baal mezainus. V'loim isho yab machit kind of l'chupa, but he hasn't accepted responsibility yet. Amid bedin. Shetavata bedin. She went to Bez and said, listen, Bez, what am I supposed to do? I pipe door. Either let him marry me or let him get rid of me, but I have to be able to move on in life. Ubarach. Nezainus misho yab to consino life. Punish him. Listen, you have a responsibility to take on or release her. But don't let her hanging. You left her hanging, we punish you. Tzicha lahamtin, that's right. Zot tzicha maravai.
They can't step in and make him do police.
He's left. He's gone. And he might have left for a different reason. Tyson says he left because he owed people money. He had to get out of town. But the mice, he left her hanging. Except that we take his property and feed her.
What if she gets married?
She can't. She violated a law.
What is a kid?
According to Mekiva, a mamzer. According to us, not a mamzer. Again, it'll be a machlokes later on. But pashta's not a mamzer. I don't think of my right. Turn around, brother. Yevama shechol tzvo achim b'tech shloishom. Tzvicha lahamtin shloisha chadashim. A yevama that the brothers gave her chalitza within 3 months of their husband's death, has to, and she's not pregnant, has to wait to the end of 3 months before she gets married. Because she might be pregnant. We don't know. Husband died, Aleph Kislev. Kislev Tevis Shvat. She's not supposed to get married to Aleph Adar. Really, more than Aleph Adar, it's 90 days. Kislev Tevis Shvat is not 90 days, it might be 87, it might be 88, whatever it is, 89. She has to wait 90 days. Meanwhile, he gave her chalitza. He shouldn't have, but he gave her chalitza. It works, because she's not pregnant. At the end of the day, she's not pregnant, but she can't get married to Aleph Adar or Beis Adar, whatever it is. Lacha Gimel, Ein Tzricha Lahamtin Gimel Chadashim. We don't say she has to wait 3 months from chalitza. The 3 months, what? See, let's give the Gemara a chance. Havi, honey, Ein Tzricha Lahamtin Gimel Chadashim. Havi Agimel Chadashim Shamru. That means the 3 months that the woman has to wait is Mishat Mita Sabal. It's from the time of the death of the husband. The Loi Mishat Chalitza Sayabim. Frak the Gemara Maishna Beget. Why is that different than get? The Rav Amar Mishat Nesina, Ushmu Amar Mishat Ksiva. The person wrote a get to his wife. He's not allowed to live with her anymore. The halacha is that once he writes a get, he becomes usher to live with her. That means he wrote the get on Aleph Kislev. That means he had no relationship with her till Aleph Kis after that, because if not, the get becomes puzzle. And he went and he gave her the get, Aleph Tevis. Where does the 3 months start? A divorcee has to wait 3 months. Shmuel says from the time he wrote the get. That severed their intimate relationship possibility. And Rav says from the time he gave the get. Now, why from the time he gave the get? Because the bottom line is, that's when the bond, the marriage was severed. Okay, so chalitza is similar to a get. She was not released to chalitza. Granted, there was no relationship prior to chalitza from the when her husband died, but the bottom line is, she wasn't released. By get, Rob said you have to wait to the release. By here, you count from the day of release, not from the day of the issur of intimacy, but from the day of the release. So over here, why aren't you counting the day of release? Why are you counting the day the husband died? What's the difference? And for the Gemara, I'm a Rabbi Kavachemer. It's a karas, it's a tarak, it's a lav, like Hoshken. If he wanted to do Yibum, he would do Yibum 3 months after the husband died. Karas, Eishasach. The answer is, 3 months after the husband died, we know she's not pregnant, he can do Yibum. So you're going to tell me, to marry somebody else, which is a worst case scenario, only a lav, that we want you to wait 3 months from the release. To marry the brother, which at worst case scenario is a karas, that we don't need 3 months just from the day of death. Now, there's a logic behind it, but still, it doesn't make sense. We're going to allow a brother to marry his brother's wife 3 months after the brother dies. We're not going to let him marry a stranger her marry somebody. 2-3 months in the chalitza. That means we're going to be stricter on her marrying out than marrying the brother, which is Karis. Karis says it's not Karis and it's not a love because she got chalitza and she's not pregnant. But still, the issue we're dealing with is Eshetach. The issue we're dealing with is Yavama Lashuk. You're going to be stricter there than you are by Yibum? It doesn't make sense. So therefore, they said, once she dies, the 3 months start.
Whereas by Get?
By Get. It was when the Chazal made this takana that you should start the 3 months.
If she married out, and then we find that she is pregnant, right, from before.
She can't, because after 3 months, we know whether she's pregnant. 3 months of the time of death, she has to wear it. Wait.
No, I'm talking about regression. By Grusha, we said what?
You have to wait 3 months.
From?
But my wife, the Shmuel says when the get is written, because that bans intimacy. It was up to be intimate with her. And Rav says when the day is given.
So according to Rav, there was a month between the Ksiva and the thing, and then she marries her 2 months. Well, and should we find, so what?
She violated the issue drop button of getting married within 3 months.
So what's the potential, what's the risk? That we might have a problem?
We don't let women get married within 3 months because we want to know who the father is.
Okay.
So drop button banned the marriage. She violated the drop button ban. Now what's the punishment for somebody violating drop button ban? Is that what your question is?
What is the
vlad then? The vlad is going to be, well, again, was she pregnant or was she not pregnant? If she was not pregnant, the vlad's fine. So then we don't know who the father is.
And we say that he violated.
He violated rabbinic law either way. Rabbanan said 3 months, and he violated the 3 month rule.
She can't get married to.
The best puzzle they get, she got a kosher get.
You said that a man lives with his wife after the Siva, that puzzle's a get.
Yeah, it's called the get puzzle, correct.
So I'm afraid a get is not a get, so she's naked.
She didn't give it to her yet. Reuven wrote the get Aleph Kislev. At that point, he becomes usher in intimacy with her. He didn't live with her, and he gave her the get a month later. Shmuel says we're a month into the 3 months because there was a ban. That's the chiyur. Not because he didn't live with her. If you were in China and didn't live with her, that wouldn't make a difference. It's because he's banned from living with her.
Is there a potential that he might want to be chayder, and that's why we would not told Medina? He maybe wants to be chayder. He wants to tear up the get.
If he tears up the get, then there would be no problem living with her. It's only talking about he gives her the get he wrote a month before.
That's why we wait till Medina.
Again, he is ushered to live with her with a get written that he might use. It's called Get Yashem.
No.
And the reason the Chazal made that iser is because if he writes the Get Aleph Kislev and he lives with her and she gets pregnant and he gives it a get 2 months later and the kid's born and people say, hey, that kid was born after the get, was conceived after the get, and they will question who his father is. Because the get's written Aleph Kislev. And she gave birth 9 months after Aleph Tevet. He didn't give her a get for 2 months. He gives her a get Aleph Shvat. She's divorced Aleph Shvat. That means the conception in Aleph Tevet was a kosher conception from her husband. But when she pulls the get out years later, and it says Aleph Kislev, nobody's going to remember that it took 2 months that he didn't give it to her for 2 months. They're going to say, Aleph Kislev, this kid, who's the father? Can't be the husband. He divorced you Aleph Kislev. Out of wedlock. It'd be mighty laws in the kid that he's conceived out of wedlock. He's not a mamzer, but he's a pugil. So in order to protect that, they say once again it's written, intimacy is banned. And if he does have intimacy, it's passels again. That's what Chazal said. No. No. It doesn't change because even if he's in China, the reason it doesn't change is because even if he were in China, which is better than a pregnancy test, or even if he's 108 and she's 104, which is better than a pregnancy test, The halacha exists because it's a light book.
What's the question?
Maybe we should do the... Just like by get, we wait for the bond to be broken. By chalitza, we should wait 3 months until the bond is broken. That's the kasha.
The bond from the case of Yochum, it's not possible that she's pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mishas received...
That's true, Rashi. Mais nami get, the Rav Amar Mishas Nesina. Ava gav de Mishas Ksivu loy nesiachat imo. We know they had no intimacy from the time the get was written. Nimtein havalei get yashu. In fact, even if they're alone in a house after the get is written, the get is puzzled. Still we wait to count from Shas Nesina because that's when the bond is officially broken. And the answer is it doesn't make sense. Because it's a karsli yab mitai tulachu yimukadash miyat. To let her do yibum, we say we count from the husband's death. Lisa lav l'shuk l'kolshke the mutaris. L'achach leads miyat. Ha'yavav r'shleish chadash miyat misa. Doesn't make sense that we should be stricter in her marrying out than marrying the other. And therefore, we count from the day of death. Yes, Abraham, what is your question?
But bottom line is, he could have lived with her.
He would have passed the get. We wouldn't have been able to use that get. To pass the get. If a person writes the get and then spends time alone in a house with his wife, the get is possible. That they were alone in a house.
The whole premise doesn't make sense like Lisa.
Of course not. But we still wait. Why doesn't it make sense? Because they didn't have a relationship. Well, they haven't had a relationship since they wrote the get either.
No familiarity with this woman. It has nothing to do with where the wife, husband, there's a chashash. Maybe he was intimate with her after he wrote
the get. Then the get would have been possible. We wouldn't have used this get.
But we don't know that. Who knows that they were intimate? I mean, it's a private thing.
Again, Rob is saying,
anyway.
Even if we know they weren't intimate, Rob says you wait with Shas Nesina. Because he said you don't wait, you wait until the time the official marriage is over.
Is this a real Kal Vachomer?
I'm sorry?
Is this a real Kal Vachomer?
I can't hear you.
Is this a real Kal Vachomer?
It's a Kal Vachomer that it's not logical to be machmer more for a woman to marry out than a woman to marry her brother-in-law. And therefore, Chazal couldn't do it because it would look illogical. Let her marry her brother, her husband's brother, but you won't let her marry somebody else, which is a much less issue.
Right, but the issa kares, we're talking about you have to wait for Gimel Chadashim. And the...
From the husband's death. On the,
okay. And the...
Over here, you're letting her be married to the brother after 3 months of the husband's death, but you won't marry her to somebody else after 3 months of the husband's death.
But she doesn't have to wait. Oh, it's still 3 months away. Okay.
Okay.
The wolf after Gimel Chadashim from the bow. Okay. All right.